Hey everyone, my name is Joanne and welcome to my first ever podcast. In this episode, I will be talking about a catfishing case in Indonesia and catfishing itself as a whole. Also, I will relate it to the Christian ethics, Indonesia's state sovereignty, and Pancasila. So, you might be wondering, what is a catfish? Isn't it like a fish breed? Well, yes, but there's also a cybercrime with the same name. A catfisher is a person who creates a false identity and uses it to attract people into any kinds of relationships, and then they deceive the gullible victim. Catfishing can happen to anyone, and it's not a good thing. Victims are usually attracted by the perpetrator's words, sweet but fake promises, and seduction. So, if someone you don't know in person does those things to you, they might be catfishing you. Be careful. Okay, let's talk about the case now. In 2022, Twitter was in an uproar over the case, which netizens called the Indonesian Tinder Swindler. It all started spreading when an account confessed to having been scammed by a man on social media. The perpetrator claimed to be James Sinaga, a man who is rich, has several factories and electronic shops. He often flirts with the victim by boasting his wealth, also promising to give an iPhone for free. He even asked the victim to transfer him money because his bank account was limited and he was in an urgent state. After that, the Tinder swindler disappeared and even blocked the victim's social media account without paying back the money. Anyways, shortly afterward, the victim posted about it on Twitter and it went viral. Many people also claimed that they had been tricked by the same man, using different names for each victim. Now, here comes the twist. Good news and bad news. The bad news is, we never knew his real identity. On the bright side, he was found in public by one of his victims. But, sadly again, there's no information indicating police have caught him, which is very disappointing. This case reminds me of the Bible verse Romans 16, verse 17 and 18. Which reads, "I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. Keep away from them, for such persons are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people." This Bible verse tells us to stay away from people who put obstacles in our way by smooth talk and flattery. We should never be deceived by them. Catfishing itself is already against the Bible, especially when you use it to harm others, like the Tinder swindler. He is doing the exact opposite of this Bible verse. He deceives people with sweet promises and lies, then takes other people's money and possessions. Also, in Matthew 28, verse 19, Jesus said, "Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves." I think we should never be those people. Instead, we should avoid having contact with them. The most relevant article in the Information and Electronic Transactions Law related to this case is Article 30 in conjunction with Article 28, Paragraph 1. This article states that every person who intentionally and without authority carries out actions that result in certain information being accessed, changed, or deleted by other people may be subject to criminal charges. In the context of the Tinder swindler case, using a fake or disguised identity to deceive other people on the internet can be considered an act that violates Article 30 in conjunction with Article 28, Paragraph 1 of the ITE law. Also, this case is against the fourth principle of Pancasila, which reads, democracy led by wisdom in representative deliberations. Basically, the fourth principle is about not saying things that aren't true, like lying, spreading rumors, using harsh words, or talking without any good reason. It includes all kinds of lies, whether you say them out loud or do something that's not truthful. I used to ask myself, it's fun to catfish, so isn't it fine if I don't do it to scam people? Well, the answer is no. I know that now. To be honest, I tried to catfish someone with the app Discord. Well, that's between you and me. Shh. So I faked my age, used a fake name, and also faked my face. They actually believed it. Well, I realize now that playing with people's feelings is not a good thing. Especially when I'm a Christian myself. It is very easy to fool other people and make them believe you. So, in conclusion, that is why I think it is not appropriate to catfish for any purpose. We should be careful on the internet and stay away from catfishers. That's a wrap for today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed diving into the topic of catfishing with me today. Thank you for listening to my first ever podcast, and unfortunately, maybe my last one. This is your host Joanne signing off. Take care, and until we possibly meet again in the podcasting field, goodbye.
Credits to Charlie Puth for the background instrumentals of How Long.